And Gina Latuca joining us with the SPCA and with our news hound, Pixel. It's a good dog name. I like that name, Pixel.
Isn't it? It's a nice, strong name. Just a puppy. Pixel's only a puppy. Well, year and a half. And, you know, they say some of these
under two is still
breeds,
a puppy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The larger breeds, they say they still have that puppy behavior. The thing with Pixel, now he already knows sit, already knows give his paw, he knows other commands. He's a little bit shy at first, and it's not what you expect from a dog who looks like Pixel. So people who are going by the kennels, as they're going by his door, he tends to back off a little bit. He tends to retreat. And of course, if you're there looking for that instant connection, mm-hmm. it may not happen instantly because it takes him, he's a little shy at first. He's discerning. We'll call it discerning. Takes him a little bit to warm up. That's why I put the link to Pixel's profile, because when you hit his video and watch him play outside, you see that he becomes your regular puppy. He starts playing. Doesn't hurt that the soundtrack behind his video sounds like it's from one of those 1960 Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello movies with a big surfing competition. That's the music behind him. Just an adorable, playful, fun dog. Already knows his commands, so he's got that puppy energy just for a little while longer.
Yeah, I mean, you might be looking for a dog to watch the Bills game with. This dog looks like he could play for the Bills.
Oh, absolutely. And he also is the type of dog, if you want to get that workout in, maybe run a little bit before the game so you can start working off the wings in advance, this is a dog you might want at your side, too. Looks like he'd be a great workout buddy.
All right. Do you find that people, now you mentioned a little shy at first, you know, might people are looking for the instant connection. Do you find that, you know, some people will walk through, that's actually attractive to them? Like, they like a dog
yes.
who's not, you know, immediately happy and all over everybody, but is just a little more reserved and calm when meeting new people?
Oh, yeah. And I have found over these years, I have found that breaking point is around the 50-pound mark. That sometimes if they see a dog who still has a little bit of puppy energy and is over 50 pounds, mm-hmm. sometimes the people are a little intimidated. So they say they want a larger dog, but if it's a younger, untrained dog, they don't know if they're ready for that energy. Is the dog going to pull me all over the place? Is the dog going to play with the kids and maybe knock the kids down? So sometimes people do want a younger, larger dog that isn't quite that exuberant. The thing with Pixel is once you get outside, he is active. He is fun. We don't have him on a harness at the moment, but for people who might be in that position where there are larger dogs who tend to pull, there are training harnesses that you can get at different pet supply shops online. And it teaches the dogs to walk properly on a leash. Some dogs use it maybe 2 months, 3 months. They get the lesson. You don't need it anymore. Others, people will use it the lifetime of the dog.
You know, that weight difference, it's so true. I was just talking about this yesterday with my wife because my father-in-law has a new dog. It is, I think, two, you know, still technically a puppy, but it's a little smaller, like maybe 25 pounds or so, like in that, you know, small to medium dog size range. And, you know, it gets excited like a puppy, you know, wants to grow, go up and greet you and, you know, kind of be in your face, like, here, pet me, everybody. And everybody loves the dog. And we have, you know, our dog will still do that. We'll be lying down, you know, reading or something at night and on the couch. And my dog, you know, face like right in you, like, hey, pet me, show me some love. And, you know, I told her, I'm like, oh, everyone thinks it's cute when the little dog does it.
Right.
But then when our dog does it, you know, it's like, all right, you know, enough, get out of here.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
It's so true. Even if
it's
you
weight
think
discrimination.
About news, it's exactly discrimination. That is what we call it in the animal welfare field. When it comes to, let's talk about insurance breed discrimination for a moment. When different insurance companies say you can't have large, what they coin bully breeds, because we want to keep the number of bite occurrences lower or non-existent. I always question that because at the time that they were doing that, not allowing Rottweilers, not allowing Pitbull Terriers, the American Breed Temperament Testing Society had Schnauzers number one on that biting list for years. Pitbull Terriers, I think, though, those few years were number 12 on the list of bites from this particular temperament testing society. Yet you see Schnauzers, they fit that weight limitation. So I thought, gee, this doesn't go hand in hand. What are you basing potential bites on?
Yeah. Interesting to note there.
Yeah.
You have an adoption event coming up tomorrow, is it? And not at the SPCA.
No, what can you tell us? We will have adoptions open.
Well, at the SPCA. Of course, every time at the SPCA, but that's extra right. Special event tomorrow.
But Northtown Automotive, you know, one of our wonderful partners, with the donations from them earlier this year, over the last few years, they've donated in excess of $120,000 to the animals at the SPCA. Talk about really paying attention mm-hmm. to hometown charities. We're in the middle of our Subaru Loves Pets promotion, and Subaru does do quite a bit, but Northtown locally does even a little more to make sure that those donations come to the SPCA. Right now, for every dog and cat adopted, up to 31 animals this month, we get $100 extra dollars from Northtown. We're doing a big adoption event there tomorrow. It's from 11 until 3. It's the Northtown Subaru Showroom. It's 3930 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. We'll have some animals out there. Rumor is we may be getting some puppies in today. We may have puppies there tomorrow. You know, it's always a question mark.
Hey.
But we think we're going to have some kittens and puppies too. Full-grown animals, adult animals. Pixel may be one of the dogs out there tomorrow if he's not adopted today. Take a ride out to Northtown.
Great stuff. And, you know, coming up pretty soon, Radiothon, December 11th. We do have a date, so...
Can you believe we're talking about it again? Did we just say that last year?
I know.
Can't believe we were talking about
it. I don't want to get too much ahead of ourselves, but it is coming up pretty soon. So listen in for more of that. Check out Pixel online at WBEN at your SPCA and go pay a visit, whether it's at Northtown Subaru tomorrow or at the SPCA any day. They're waiting for you. Gina, thank you.